Swami Vivekananda said, "Thou art souls immortal, spirits blessed, free and eternal. Thou art not bodies, thou art not matter. Matter is your servant, not you, the servant of matter." So, what he says out here is that when your mind becomes purified, you will be situated in the self. Ah, I am the soul. When the mind is pure, you will be able to see, this is the mind, this is the intellect, this is the ego, and this is the soul separate from it all. And we will be able to situate ourselves on that platform of the soul. Vritti.
Vritti.
Sarupyam.
Sarupyam.
Itaratra.
Itaratra.
Vritti sarupyam itaratra.
Vritti sarupyam itaratra.
In other instances, the soul forgets its essential divine nature and identifies itself with the mental states. So in other situations means when the mind is not pure, the soul is not perceptible. Just like in a glass, when the water is clean, you can see the bottom. But if you dissolve some impurities, now the bottom is not visible. If there is a lake where the water is still, you can see through. You know, there's a clear water beach in Tampa, Florida. So whenever I go to Tampa, my host, they take me there. It's so crystal clear. And supposing waves get created and the mud starts shaking, the bottom will not be visible. So similarly, when the mind has got vrittis, all kinds of waves, desire, hatred, fear, anxiety, illusion, then the self is not visible. And what happens? The illusion gets created. The soul starts thinking of itself to be the mind and to be the body. So this illusion, like you go to see a movie. Now, there are people who start crying when they see the movie. Right? Because the illusion is so strong, they think it's actually happening. And that's why, you know, these people who used to play the role of Krishna in South Indian movies, they started getting worshipped as God, because people are, oh, that is Krishna, that is Krishna. And the reverse as well. Somebody plays the role of a villain. You know, in our days, the number one villain used to be Pran.
Yeah.
So people thought he's a terrible guy, but he was actually a really nice guy. There was once a great teacher in the last century called Ishwar Chandra Vidyasagar. He's one of the most respected academicians of India. So he was invited to a drama. Now in this drama, he was sitting on the first row. And there was somebody who was playing the role of a villain. And that person who was playing the role of a villain, as a part of his drama, he had to misbehave with some lady. Now, when this was going on, Ishwar Chandra Vidyasagar got so agitated, he took out his chappal and he threw it at that guy. So the actor, he picked up the chappal, he put it to his head, and he said, "This is the biggest tribute to my acting." And till this day, his progeny, they preserve that chappal of Ishwar's Chandra Vidyasagar. So the illusion gets created that something is a reality when it is actually not. He says in the same way, when the mind is not pure, the illusion is, I am the body. And we have discussed in the past how this creates the compounding mistake. If you start your mathematics from here, 2 plus 2 is equal to 5. Then subsequently all your mathematics goes wrong, all the computations. So when we start thinking I am the body, then all our computations are, this is mine, that person is mine, this is my pleasure, this is my pain, and we go on in this manner. So he has now explained that if, without yoga, what will be your situation? He is ahead of this going to now explain to us many useful things, which we shall take a look at. Sutra number 5. Vrittaya Panchataya Klishta Klishta
Klishta Klishta
Vrittaya Panchataya Klishta Klishta
Klishta Klishta.
Translation: the mental states are 5 in number, painful and not painful. So far, Maharshi Patanjali, having said that he will expound the science of yoga, explained that the science of yoga consists of controlling the mind, eliminating the material thoughts. And when the mind, its vrittis or perturbations are purified, then one becomes seated in the self, the soul. And where the mind is disturbed with material vrittis, material perturbations, there one is under the illusion of being the body and the mind. Now, what are these perturbations of the mind? What are its vrittis? So he says these vrittis are of 5 kinds. Now you can say, why only 5? Why not 10? It's a way of giving knowledge. You could divide it into 100, 1,000, or into 2. So for explaining, he's saying that these are the vrittis of the mind. For example, attachment. This is a mental state. Attachment. Some people are so attached, they come heartbroken. Swamiji, I am in depression. So what happened? 5 years ago, I divorced my husband. Did you initiate or he? You know, I initiated. Why disturbance? I'm so attached. This attachment is a mental state. Desire. That is also a mental state. You see the children, you bring an ice cream close to them, then see the desire manifest. When they come to receive prasad, so in the prasad there is the delicious portion, M&M. So the children always, having received the prasad, they check it out, how many M&Ms did I get? Somebody said, Swamiji, I am a grown-up, but I also check how many M&Ms I got. So desire is a mental state. And the reverse of that, aversion. No, no, this should not happen. This aversion is also a mental state. Hatred is a mental state. Greed is a state of the mind. Ego is a state of the mind. Envy is a state of the mind. So Maharshi Patanjali here has said that there are five states, and these are klisht and aklisht, painful and not painful. This painful, when he says, this is introducing deep philosophy. He is not talking about immediate pain or the physical or mental sensation of pain. He is talking of its long-term consequences. Sometimes immediate pain leads to long-term enlightenment.